Lodge here. Well, I picked up a power supply for 902 from Biggins, whatever he repairs these engines and all that stuff. I paid $30 for it. It's a nice power supply, and it says it's only 3 amp, but it says Radio Shack on the front of it. And it's nice, but you can tell it's a pyramid made it just by the size and shape. It says Radio Shack on the front, which I love Radio Shack, man. I'm crazy about Radio Shack. Always have. But yeah, it's a 3 amp and it's nice and clean, but you can tell it's a pyramid.
I got it for Biggins. I got it from people who let me watch the TV equipment over there, and they gave me a card for it.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, what I meant to throw in there was the guy I got the power supply from, he used to work for K40. He used to work at K42. I've been in there, and I once went in there and applied for a job, and they gave me the forms to fill out, but I never filled them out. I never bothered, so. But, yeah, that's, I'm just saying, though, the power supply 902's got for his CB. You look at it, you can tell it was built by Pyramid. It's just, Pyramid makes a good power supply. I mean, I've through all the years, I've had Pyramid. This ain't the only Pyramid power supply I've ever owned. I own bigger ones and even smaller ones, you know, 3 amperes and stuff. And they were all good power supplies, man. Never gave me a problem.
What does your DB20G carry in power supplies giving you as far as voltage?
Right on 13.8. I thought I was going to have to go, since I changed that pass transistor, I never really got around to adjusting the voltage. You can go inside and turn the voltage up and down on these. But I hooked my digital meter to it, and it was telling me 13.8. And that's what they're supposed to put out. Now, and the front of my DB20 tells me 13.8. So it's doing what it's supposed to do. I don't know how high the voltage. I never did turn one all the way up to see how high the voltage can go. I know the transformer is 24 volt AC from end to end, and then from one end to center tap, it's 12 volts. But what they got is they're running end to end at 24 volts into the regulator. The regulator circuit and everything, the regulator circuit drops it down to 13.8 or, you know, 12 volt, 13.8. In electricity, or, you know, the lower the voltage, the more current you have. The higher, as you raise the voltage, you start losing current capability. But as you lower the voltage, you increase current. You know, so that's why, you know, they use a 24 volt, 5 amp transformer, you know, and they drop it through the regulator. Regulator takes it down to 13.8, and you got 13.6 amps there. Go ahead.
Copy that, Dave. I never checked the amperage coming out of them. I do have a 31 amp. I never thought about it because you talked about 31 amp lines. I have one to the clamp on.
Yeah, Roger that. Hey, I'll be back in a minute. I gotta go take care of something. I'll be back in a minute, gentlemen. Oh, WSFZ 793 ID. I'll be back.
Yeah, the person talking to 793 Dave. What is it? Is it 840? I'm not sure. No. I mean, I was having a hard time copying you. Maybe it's my antenna set up, but you're a little scratchy for me here, so.
What was your call? Did you get a scratchy signal?
WSIL 946. Dave, did you get off the pot yet?
I'm on.
Yeah, I've been sitting here watching the movie. What's up?
Well, getting back to the Santana thing. I tidied up the radio. I bolted the radio to the power supply, and I moved the antenna and that, and it irritated me so bad last night. I took the radio down. I had a couple of loops to the guide wraps of the coax, and I hung it back where, undid that, hung it back where it was, and it went away. So I'm still researching this. I'm gonna get to the bottom of it. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I looked online a whole bunch to see if there was any updated software for this thing. There is a software update, kind of, but it says what it fixes, and it has nothing to do with the squelch. And the fixes I don't need because there's nothing wrong other than the squelch, you know. So I was kind of hoping, you know, they'd update the software, but it'll come along. It seems to be working now. Every couple of keys, it's you know, staying unsquelched, you know, but then it stops. Or sometimes, you know, I just grab the mic and smack the key, the mic button, you know, key up real quick, and it takes it out too there.
Yeah, same thing was happening with me. It was, you know, I could get channels. It didn't seem to hit the monitor. It didn't seem to help. But you know, you tack down for a split second, it would. But I'm gonna get to the bottom of this, man. I am.
Yeah, Roger. In the program on the computer, the functions. You click on functions. And there's two of them that says squelch tail. And I looked at them. I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to mess with them. Because I don't know if that's where my problem's at. You know, I figured factory set to whatever it is, it should be good.
Yeah, I saw the same thing. I think squelch tail is what your radio is going to put out. You know, after you unkey, it's going to give a little something. I'm not sure. I don't want to mess with that either, but I moved this antenna and it went away. The squelch issue went away. I want to figure out, was it the coil, the coax coiled up? Was it where the antenna was, which is only 5 feet away? Was the coax too close? And you know, I got a crap ton of 120 cords running to a speaker and a TV, and you know, it's pretty close there. But I'm gonna figure it out.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, my coax is straight. It's not coiled none. From the radio to the antenna, it's one straight run. No loops or anything like that. So it's always been like that. It's just long enough to make it from the antenna all the way over to my table and up onto the radio, so I don't have that going. But, just figure it out. If not, I can live with it. It doesn't bother me that much anymore. But, you know, like I said, if it, usually, you know, when it does happen, it happens for like 1 or 2 seconds and then squelches. And then the times that it goes more than 2 seconds and it's still air noise, I just reach over and key the mic real quick, a quick, you know, quick bang on the mic and it stops it. So, you know, at least I got that.
Well, same issue here. You know, the on these GV20s, it lights up green and lets you know, you know, how much signal you're getting. It's green with no signal, no fires, but it's all lit up green and noisy as hell. And I'm not going to deal with that. Roger that. They're all gray when there's nobody talking. Everything swells. And then, just like you said, and then when somebody keys up, you know, they all light up green, solid green boxes. And then when they unkey, the boxes in the middle of the center, the boxes would be black, but the outer boxes would be green, and the squelch is going. And then once I smack the mic or something, they all go back to gray or whatever. There, you know what I mean? Yeah, Roger. It is good, kind of like, you know what, I think I might just smoke me a marijuana cigarette and try to figure out what all the hype's about. There ain't no hype, man. You just, you know, if you ain't smoked any before, don't indulge too much, man. If it's good stuff, could screw you up a little bit, but no, I ain't smoked in years, man. It's been years. I mean, many years. I haven't smoked, and I don't. I have a couple people around me who smoke it, and they're always saying, "Here, man, try it. It's good for you." Nah, I don't know. Sometime, some months ago, I took a hit of one because I was on the back porch. We were all on the back porch, and I took a hit just for the hell of it, and it. You know, I came in here and I sat down. I couldn't figure out what the hell to do. I was just sitting there spacing out. That's what it did to me. It just made me space out. So I don't need it. You know, I got nothing against people who smoke it. I mean, you know, it's cool. You can smoke it around me too. I don't care, but I just can't do it. Yeah, I copy that. Well, heck, I didn't smoke for 30 years. You know. A kid, and you look for job opportunities. You couldn't get them. So I had back issues, and I tried it, and it helped for about 2 weeks. That's all.
Yeah, like I said, man, I ain't into it now. Used to be pretty heavy into it back in my teens and 20s and stuff, but. I don't know. But what I am about to do is I'm going to go put me a plate of pizza in the microwave and then come back in here and watch the rest of this movie, and then I'm going to go to bed. But I'm going to watch the rest of this movie and go off to bed. So, what did you say? Manara? No, that's morning. I can't say that. But good talking to you, man. You're sounding good, and I had a good time talking to everybody out here. I'm usually never up this late, but I don't know. I can't figure out what the hell's wrong with me. If I can even go to sleep, it'd be nice, but I'm going to give it a try after I eat. So I'm going to sign off, and you take care. Take it easy. Good talking to you. Enjoy that marijuana, man. It's good for you. You know, it gives you a whole new outlook on life, I guess, from what they say in the movie there. Anyway, my friend, I'll catch you later. 902, if you're out there, man, I'll catch you later, too, and everybody else. Y'all have a good morning. I guess it is morning, ain't it? It's after 12, I got it. Yeah, so y'all have a good morning. We'll talk to you sometime, maybe later today. And WSOZ 793. And I'm clear. I'm going to go take care of this business. I'm out.
All right, Dave. Good talking, man. Good talking. Yeah, we'll do it again. WSAL 946, Ralph over here. My friends call me Ralphie. Have a good one, man.
Good evening, Dave. WSDH 380, Hazel Park. Have a good one.
Roger, roger, gentlemen. Y'all have a good morning. I'm clear. WSIQ 709, Mobile Monster Radio.
WSIV 944, I copy you 709.
Did I catch a minor emitter on Washington?
I did not copy that. There's a lot of noise.
I said, did I hear a niner in there? It's calling from a walking company.
Negative. I did not say niner. Yeah, that'll probably do it. I did not copy. I'm assuming you said something about the Detroit reader and the telegraph reader.
Can you try switching over to the Detroit repeater and transmit off of that one to see how it comes in this area?
Ten four. Give me a half second. Over. This is WSIV 944. Repeater. Over.
4-4, that doesn't sound bad at all. It's a little noisier for sure, but it's still pleasant.
Yeah, I'm sure the noise will go down the closer I get to it.
No copy on that one.
I said I'm pretty sure that the noise will clear up the closer I get to it. I also put high power. Over.
If you're still on the Detroit repeater, try switching back to Mount Clemens and see if I can hear you better. I did not get a copy on that one either.
Back on the Mount Clemens repeater.
That sounds more clear. Perfect.
Yeah, it looks like there's just like certain sections of it that I get good reception to the repeater, but then it just drops it.
Copy that. Yeah, I mean, as you're transmitting there, you know, you get a section where it's crystal clear, and then you start getting some noise, and then it comes back crystal clear again. Is obviously normal.
Could be the amount of trees I'm driving through right now. It's both sides of the road, big old trees.
Copy that. Same thing here. I'm on 16 mile coming up to, I think this is Ryan, and it's trees in all directions.
But we're still able to talk, so small victories on us. Woohoo!
I'm sorry, I didn't copy that noise. Can you please repeat the noise?
Sure thing. It went out something like this. Woohoo!
Copy that and understand.
No copy on your last. Could you say that again, please?
Yes, no problem. That was also a woohoo.
Affirmative.
I have a
lot to do on my plate tomorrow, but once I get that vent installed in my roof tomorrow morning, hopefully, by then I'll like, take a little break and get that new adapter for the radio to the antenna. Get that installed in the car, try that out at some point tomorrow. Hopefully be able to smoke a nice cigar in the garage, turn the radio on.
Right on. Hope it all works out well for you.
Well, like I always tell the wife, there's nothing more romantic than being in the garage by myself and smoking a nice cigar.
Something about the tranquility and peace of being by yourself.
I'm going to do some more research. I found two other radios I'm looking at. Honestly, I don't remember the numbers. But I think it was by that BYD company. I want to say the numbers were like 9800 or 9700 or something along the lines of that. But I just got to do some research.
I would say go with the one that makes you feel sassy. I believe that would upgrade you to sassy pants. Over.
That is affirmative.
I would imagine those pants having bell bottoms and tassels.
That is correct. I just have to pick them up from the dry cleaners, which I plan to do tomorrow.
Nice. How big are them tassels on those units?
WSIU 94709. Sorry about that. My battery died on my radio.
Well, why would you go and do a thing like that?
What else can I say? Rookie move.
Did you have a spare battery for it, or did you charge it a little bit?
I have the other male thing, the ham radio one. Had it sitting in the car. Obviously, the more I talk, it kills the battery, but whatever. It won't be too much longer.
Right on.
Actually, it might be even sooner if I can convince the wife that the battery fan doesn't need to be properly vented outside, and I don't have to climb up on the roof and put a vent up.
Well, maybe you can be persuasive.
Well, I just got back from Frankenmuth, so what other kind of grade can I give her?
Unfortunately, that's not your call. That's hers.
Well, my favorite saying is, it's not a marriage, it's a hostile takeover.
Godspeed.
This is WSIU 709. If anyone else is monitoring and they want to jump in, they can jump in at any point. We're just two idiots that left word driving home. WSIV 944, are you still out there?
WSIV 944, mobile monitoring.
This is WSIU tires on the open highway, cruising down I-94.
WSIV-944 calling WSIU-709. How's your drive going so far, buddy?
944, this is 709. Just cruising along the open road in the old four-wheeler.
I'm not coming through right now, just out of curiosity.
You sound pretty clear vocals. There is noise, but yeah, your voice is coming through clear, though.
I just got onto Telegraph here, and I'm still on the Mount Clemens repeater.
Yeah, not bad at all. I'm pretty impressed, honestly, with GMRS, the distance you can get off these repeaters, too. Based off of Simplex, obviously, they're not the best in, you know, the cities, but still, get what you get, but that's not bad at all.
No, sir. Getting the plane. I'm going to be able to get the
repeater. No copy on that one at all. The noise is all I can hear.
That's really strange. I just switched over to the Detroit repeater.
No copy.
Copy now?
Affirmative. That does sound better.
Okay, I'm on the Detroit repeater. I switched back to the Mount Clemens repeater. I think I might have bumped a little bit.
WSIV-944, sample of low power. Over.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad.
This is a sample of medium power. And this is a sample of high power. Over.
Yeah, in reality, I don't see much of a difference at all, if any.
Yeah, might as well just keep it on low power and save this thing from heating up too much, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. No, I mean, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'm currently on Wayne Road right now, so kind of not really surprised, but pretty neat that it's coming in so good, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have to figure out that noise. I don't have, like, an analyzer or anything like that, but obviously that'd be nice to see what's going on with it. Your SWR, that's really not going to have anything to do with it in my head. But yeah, we'll have to figure out that noise for sure. But it sounds good so far.
Yeah, I'll just chalk it up to some growing pains with the new radio and then kind of set up.
Yeah, for sure. I know I'm looking forward to getting this handheld out of my car. More than anything else. I mean, I do have the external microphone, but still.
Yeah, it's definitely a whole lot more convenient not having to think about grabbing the old handheld before I leave. Yeah, and that aspect is really, really nice.
Well, if I end up getting this job, obviously, I'll probably never remember who you are. You know, I'll be at a different level and all. But maybe I'll stop over once in a while and show off all the new rigs I have.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Yeah, hopefully you won't forget who I am, being in a different tax bracket and all. Just remember the little guys, you know? Yeah, keep us in your thoughts. Down below, you know?
Yep, I don't think I could forget you, common folks. You know, anytime I have a hemorrhoid, I'll be thinking of you guys.
Yeah, the gift that keeps on giving.
One thing that just triggered in my brain, those ferrules that you use on the radio, cutback noise and stuff like that. I'm wondering if it's something in your car that's causing that, you know, noise. But I'll definitely have to look it up this morning before I go to bed and see if I can come up with some kind of solution. Whatever we do on yours, I'll probably end up doing on mine too, just to prevent it.
Could it be something as simple as like a crown that needs cleaning up?
It is possible. I'll have to do some research. I mean, in my head, that does sound right. I'm steering more towards the Jeparui, the NMO mount. If the connection, if that's the UHF, is that one dirty, corroded, or anything like that? Or if it's the actual coax cable itself, which you have to use head on.
Right. I mean, I don't know if coax cables go bad like that. To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if the coax cable would probably be the nearest of life to the vehicle.
Brutal by my house. Literally see a haze looking at my garage light.
having all that smoke in the United States.
I've always said we need to build a wall of Canada. Well, 944, hold up that pole. So, I'll be clearing this final, WSIU 709. There was no copy on that at all. The noise was overpowering all of it. This is WSID 817 monitoring.
WSDU 202, good morning to all.
Hey, good morning there, 202. This is WSID 817. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. Just sitting over here watching the sun come up.
Yeah, copy that. It's I'm just having some coffee and just waking up a little bit this morning. Looks very hazy out there. I think there's a lot of smoke. Where are you located at? This is Mike up in Saginaw. It's a little smoky up here. I can feel it, and it's blocking out most of the sun actually.
This is Scott. We're down here in Roseville. Yeah, I don't see nothing. It's a little hazy, but yeah, it's doing all right. Probably a lot less than what you're getting up there.
Yeah, copy that. Well, just heard you shout out there and wanted to say good morning to you. And maybe we'll talk again, Scott. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
All right, 817, you said the first one was Mike, you have WSDU 202 and Scott, and we're clear. Thanks. Have a great day.
Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810, mobile monitoring.
WSJD 841, monitoring at 841 AM.
sir. Good night to you, Marker.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. You got a copy? No copy in WSGU 844 to WSHR 566 clear. WSBM 993 monitoring. WSHR 566 WSGU 844. You got a copy?
Hello, Kevin, WSGU 844.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm alright. Trying to mess around with my, my drone, trying to hook it up so I can get video and take pictures, but not working with one phone, so I gotta try with the other one.
Yeah, I didn't know you had one of those.
It's a cheapie. It's a $25 drone, but I think it works better than the one for $200.
Oh yeah, right. How high does it go, Sherman?
Not far up, maybe 100 feet. I don't know.
Oh, that's still pretty decent.
Yeah, copy that. So what are you doing?
Nothing much, I just got done. Outside of a little while ago, finishing the outdoor stuff that I wanted to do before we go tomorrow. So that's all done outside. So I'm just sitting back here and whatever. Probably gonna have to start packing and stuff like that. But other than that, not doing too much.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, we gotta get some clothes on, and we're gonna take Bella to Metamora and come back and, probably start packing. Oh, we gotta go to the cottage, too, to pick up my tackle box and pole and some stuff that we want to use, for the week.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, well, I thought about going to Port Sanilac today, but I told Tanya, I said, we're gonna be going up there tomorrow, and I had... I had some of this stuff to do, and they did have shirts on sale there, too, but only thing I can do is maybe get a hold of that friend of mine that I know up there. Maybe he'll be around one day, and maybe I'll ask him if he's not busy. Maybe he'll go to the station and ask him if he'll pull the trucks out, maybe take some pictures and whatever, see what he says. He's a dispatcher for Tri-Hospital MS. He used to be a dispatcher for San Luis County, but now he's a dispatcher for a Tri, so maybe today or when we're up there, I'll give him a text and see if he'll be around at all this week.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And find out when departments where we are do their meetings and training. That'd be cool. Truck checks and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure when Port Sandlight does theirs. I think they just had some training last week. I don't know if they train every week or once a month. I'm not sure, but I don't know how we could find out, you know, like Croswell and Lexington have theirs. But Lexington will be right there, so we hear the siren go off and whatever, we can head up there. But the other ones, I don't know.
Yeah, copy that. Well, your friend from Port Sanilac would know if they tone out their people when they're having their meeting and training night, like the Pierre County does.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, yeah. Yeah, I could ask him that.
Yeah, but yeah, I was messing around. I haven't got it on the drone out in a while and charged up both batteries and didn't put it in the tree, so, but I didn't go up that high and, but it's been a while since I've operated it, so, and I'm going to have to try my iPhone, see if I can hook it up to my iPhone to do video and pictures.
Yeah, copy that. I mean, you won't be that, you'll be in a big area where you can practice, but just don't put it over the lake, because then splash hole.
Yeah, roger. Well, plus, here, I don't want to put it over the cornfield, because, I never find it in the cornfield, but the farmer's field that hasn't, all it has is a bunch of weeds in it.
Yeah, copy that. I thought about getting one of those, a cheap one, you know, to play with, but I like some of them helicopters they got, but they're expensive. They got a fire rescue helicopter or something, and I think I forgot how much it was, but it was cool. But it's a lot of money.
Yeah, you gotta start off cheap. Learn how to control them and that, and then, go for the bigger ones. I've tried them all. And, the ones that I've had, either put them in trees or crashed them. So, the last one I had before, the cheap one was, $250. And I went through a couple of them. They had some kind of problems with them. And I just gave up.
Yeah, copy that. They got some of these planes now. They're like a styrofoam. And they're remote control. They look like P-51s or jet planes. And you can fly them. And if they do crash, then nothing happens to them. They do, because they're like made out of rubber or foam.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, there's an RC airport there near Ray Township, and I think there's one out here in Oregon Township too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there's one off of Omo Road there where that state land is there, Wetzel. Back in that one corner up, I forget what road that's called. It's a little road that goes in there. But yeah, I've been there before.
Yeah, last time I was there, they had a car show, plus they were flying those things, too. And it was pretty cool. It was, God, 10 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, copy that. I wanted to tell you, I think it's next weekend, Emily City's having a some kind of a truck show, and they had a thing on there that they're calling for fire trucks to be there, so there might be some fire engines. And then I found this other one, too. It's in Greenville, Michigan, and they have, like, it's a fire thing. They, like, almost like a fire festival or something. I don't know they have there. They have it every year, and they have fire trucks there and a bunch of stuff, because I went on to Spamfa site, and they had all the different dates for, you know, musters and fire-related stuff, and they had them two on there, so that might be something we might want to check out. That one in Greenville, I don't know where Greenville's at, but I was going to look it on the map.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know where Greenville is either, but, yeah, I think Google it and tell us where it is. But, yeah, I think I saw that. But, yeah, did you see this on Spamfa this morning of that that sea cab, the yellow with a green stripe? It was a squirter.
Yeah, I don't think I seen that one. Was it on Spamfa or was it on Glyph?
I think it was on Spamfa. But, yeah, it was an out-of-state truck. It was beautiful. And, yeah, it had the cab tilted in the picture. It was in a, I don't know, it looked like an old pole barn or something. But it was a beautiful rig.
Yeah, cool. They got the grassy coos down there by Quinton Township today down there. I just seen a video of it that they got that one, place there, that military store. They sell military stuff in there, coats and jackets and boots and stuff in there.
Yeah, I saw on Facebook and plus I saw signs on Grafton about it. Yeah, Bestfield might have been there coming up pretty soon, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, I'm not sure. I think it's around my birthday, I think. But sometimes they have fire trucks around there, too.
Yeah, copy that. And I think, LaPierre is going to be having a Back to the Brooks or something like that car show. I think it's either next weekend or weekend after.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm trying to, I didn't do it yet, but I got that remote control front end loader I told you I got, and I got that dump truck that I got, and the battery, I bought brand new batteries for them, and I don't know what happened to them, but they both, the one went completely on me. I don't know if it was just a bad battery, and then the other one I got for the loader, they're the same battery. I want to see if they will charge, if I can bring my that front loader at least. I'm going to try. If not, well, no big deal.
You guys cheat over each other.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. I was just going to say that.
Hey, go ahead, Sherman. Just had to talk to you.
That's all right. I'm going to let you go so I can get down to Metamora and then get back to the cottage and then get back home. So I'll give you a holler a little later. Alrighty, so you take care, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. It says SDU 844. I'll be clear up just the final. Hello there, Dave.
Hang on.
Got everybody talking all over again. Nice to be hearing all that.
I had a mouthful of stuff. Good afternoon, Sherman. Good afternoon to you, Kevin, everybody else. Hey, Kevin, just in case you're interested, I wasn't sure I sent you a link on the Facebook Messenger to that Tommy Aldridge chrome solo out of the 70s there, okay?
Yeah, hold on a minute. Yeah, Sherman, we'll talk to you later. Give me a call later about tomorrow and have a good trip wherever you're going today. WSHR 566 Clear Monitoring. Yeah, Dave, I got it. I watched, man. That thing's amazing, boy. He's something else, isn't he?
Yeah, Roger, I tell you guys, that's where he got his start with Black Oak, Arkansas. And then he came up in the ranks there. Yeah, you see that? That's like 70, 72 or something. And he gets in this, man. He's probably one of the best drum solos I ever seen, bar none. But, yeah, I just figured we were talking about it, and I told you I'd find it and send it to you. So there you go.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, that was cool. And like you said, I've seen a lot of drum solos, but that one there, that beats everybody, even Alice Van Halen.
Yeah, Roger, and if you look, you see he has two bass drums, you know, foot pedal drums there. And I think somewhere I read he was the first one to utilize the double bass drums. You know, I thought I read it somewhere or something that he's the one who started it, started the double bass resolution there. But yeah, that is one hell of a drum solo.
Yeah, copy that.
All right, gentlemen. I'll be out there in a minute. I just want to finish my lunch here. I got food in my mouth, so I probably sound silly. WSOG 793. I'll be back.
Copy that, Dave. Yeah, have a good lunch, and maybe talk to you in a little while. WSHR 566, Claire Murray.
WIP544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Radio check, please.
Station 544, WRZP544. This is WSID 817. You're coming in crystal clear.
810, I appreciate it, sir. New Bowbang DM32UV digital radio. I wanted to make sure she was doing her thing before I put it in the old camping gear, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. All right. Yeah, it seems to be working pretty good. So you're coming in crystal clear. I don't think you can improve any further on that. Full quieting, full modulation. You're coming in great. So maybe we'll talk again. I'm about to head out the door, so... I'll say 73s for now, WRZP 544. This is WSID 817.
WSID 817, WRZP 544. I appreciate it. And you be careful going out that door and be safe, brother.
WSBM 993 in the mobile and monitoring. WSBM 993 in the mobile and monitoring.
Good evening, everybody. This is WSEQ 257, coming mobile and monitoring. WSAN 476, howdy from Algonac, Michigan.
WSAT 580, howdy out there, sounding good on the Mount Clemens repeater.
Okay, copy, yeah, you're sounding real good too. Full signal.
Thanks, I'm only about 5 miles away from Mount Clemens repeater right now. Pretty much straight shot down the road. So proximity is definitely good.
Yeah, I think I'm just right across the water from it. I got a DB 20G.
Nice. Did you say Algonac? You're transmitting from Algonac?
Yeah, not too far from the Harsons Island Ferry, right around that vicinity.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, I'm Harrison Township, hop, skip, and a jump right by the lake, too. Yeah, man, you're coming in good to the repeater. You must be on 20 watts on the DB20. What kind of antenna setup? You're sounding really good.
Yeah, I believe it's like a 16-inch Browning antenna. It's actually on top of my golf cart.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've got a 12-inch Browning that I run on the truck sometimes. But right now I'm just running the little 3DB Midland, the little stubby, little profile guy.
Yeah, it sounds good for sure. Yeah, no static whatsoever. It's real spotty around here. Like, I go a little inland, it gets worse. But yeah, right where I live, it hits the repeater pretty good.
Yeah, I've noticed that out there. I do some work out there sometimes, and you get a little bit in, and it gets real spotty. But yeah, if you're close to the water, pretty much wide open across Lake St. Clair, you get a good signal in and out. Because yeah, I thought you were closer to the repeater, the way it's sounding. But those DB20s are real good radios from what I hear. Everyone seems to really like them, so I might get my hands on one of those. I'm running an old Anytone 778 right now, which I think is the same company that makes DB20, but it's also a 20-watt radio.
Yeah, I've been real happy with the DB20G. Seems to work. I've got one in my truck, too. Seems to get out pretty well no matter where I'm at.
Right on. Well, next time I see one on sale on Amazon, I think I'm going to pick one up just to play around with it, because you're definitely not the first person to tell me they have good luck with it, and something new to try out. But anyways, I got to go here and start putting all my groceries away, so it was nice chatting with you. This is Joe in Harrison Township, WSAT 580.
All right, well, have a good night. This is John, WSAN 476 in Algonac. You guys have a good night.
WICP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency. WRZP 544. Sir, you're hitting the repeater wherever you are. However, you have no modulation. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
Dan, over in Isabella, WSBM 993, back on the counter.
Good evening, Ted.
Copy that, my friend. How's your Sunday going for you today? Are the Tigers playing yet?
They just started there. Well, they're probably in the third or fourth inning there. They're down 1-0, so come on, Tigers.
Yes, indeed. You have yourself a great one. We'll do it again soon. As always, WSBM 993 on the mobile will be monitoring.
All righty. Thanks, Chad. Thanks for the shout there, WSBY 438. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
This is WSID 817 monitoring.
This is WSAB 841, monitoring at 841 BS.
Yeah, WSJB 841, how are you doing tonight? This is WSID 817.
Hey there, 817. I'm doing pretty all right. I actually just got a bunch of prep work done for running a lightning arrestor to my antenna in my house. I drove an 8-foot copper rod down around point of entry, and my buddy's coming over to the crimp tool here any minute now to actually do some crimp fittings on everything and get it all squared away. How are you this evening?
Yeah, copy that. I recently got my general ticket a couple weeks ago, and I'm in the process of acquiring all of my HF stuff. So I got a radio, I got an antenna, and I've got some cable coming in. So I'm going to be doing something similar. I'm going to be burying a rod in my backyard, and I'm going to put a, I think it's 24-foot antenna up, so I can start spinning the dial and seeing what's out there. What are you going to hook that rig up to?
Well, for now, I have a homemade J-pole on my gutter, and I'm out in the island. I'm like 40 miles out from the Detroit repeater, so I'm hitting pretty good, but it's just on my gutter. It's not past the peak of my roof or anything, so right now I'm mainly just putting a lightning arrestor on at point of entry to my home on the coax, but in the next week or two I'm planning on putting up like a 20-foot pole and putting that antenna on top of it, but that's not quite yet. So the ground rod's just for the lightning arrestor at the moment.
Yeah, copy that. All right. What are you going to operate? Bands are you going to operate with it? And what kind of radio are you going to hook up to? 40 miles is quite a stretch. So you must have some juice, halfway decent radio with hooked up to that J-pole. I was going to say it's 40 miles is quite a stretch, but you must be pushing 40 watts or so, maybe even 50. I don't know. I'm talking to you on a. I'm out in my garage right now. I don't have a very fancy setup out here. I've got a little Anytone 778 hooked up to a Nagoya UT72, and it seems to do all right. It hits the repeaters that are close to me, and it does all right. What are you on?
Copy that. You're coming through pretty good. I'm on a DB40, and last SWR check I did, it said that it was pushing like 58 watts, or maybe it's 48 watts. My power supply reads that I'm pushing like 110 during transmit, and like 20 sitting idle, so it's suggesting I'm pumping 90 watts into my radio, but yeah, I mean, it's a DB40, so I'm not sure what to make of that.
Yeah, that sounds about right. very cool. Well, are you new to the hobby? WSJB 841. I'm WSID 817, I consider myself relatively new, so I've been doing it for maybe a couple months now, and been listening in. There's a good group of guys out here, but are you new? New to the radio hobby?
Copy that, 817. I've been listening on FRS for a while, but I just got licensed up for GMRS like 2 months ago. So I've been kind of dabbling around. I started off with a UV5R clone.
and ended up putting an Agoy antenna on it, a little bit here and there. I have elevation on my side as far as, like, geological location. I'm technically closer to Flint, but it's oddly harder for me to hit Flint. All about the trees and the nature around, I'm sure. And yeah, you're sounding really good with your equipment there, especially for just hanging around the garage.
Yeah, copy that. I have it on low too. I think it's maybe pushing 5 watts. I haven't hooked up the meter to it, but it's very easy for me to get on the GMRS network. And there's a like the local Saginaw Radio Club. They have a 2 meter repeater that's near here, and that's super easy for me to hit. And then the MI2 NAERL repeater is near me, so that's super easy to hit. But for some reason, the MI1 repeater in James Township is not easy for me to get reception on. I can hear it just fine, but I just can't seem to get into it very easily. Even with this handheld, even with the with this Anytone, I can't do it. But I got a Yaesu 150R with a Comet 2x4 hooked up to that in the house, and I can hit just about anything, no problem with that.
Copy that, 817. It's pretty surprising that you've only been around for a couple months and you're already getting your ticket stamped. Unfortunately, though, my buddy who's helping me finish up my antenna did just arrive. I do hate to cut you short, but I have to get going here. I got you down in my logbook. I look forward to hearing from you again, though. WSID 817. This is WSJB 841, clear and monitoring on your final.
Yeah, no problem. I've been hearing you throw your call out at 8:41 in the evening. I think you might have even done it this morning. I was walking dogs at the shelter this morning, and I had a radio on me, and I think I heard you say it at 8:41 this morning, too. I got a good chuckle out of it. Well, I wasn't in a position I could answer at the time, but the name's Mike over here, and I'm up in Saginaw, so if you hear me, don't be afraid to shout out. We'll talk again. This is WSID 817, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
Real quick, pleasure meeting you, Mike. My name is Jason, and yeah, this is WSID 841, clear and monitoring.
Gentlemen, just want to let you guys know, I'm down here in Roseville, WRVT 771, hearing you guys loud and clear.
Yeah, copy that, 771. I didn't catch your complete call sign, but the name's Mike over here, and thanks for the signal report. Thanks for the flowers, so have a good evening. Maybe we'll talk again. This is WSID 817.
Copy that, sir. It's WRVT 771, Corey. Nice talking with you guys. Nice hearing you. Like I said, everything's coming in crystal clear down here. Just want to let you guys know.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544. WRZP 544, WIUG 488. Jack, are you on the frequency? No contact, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRZP 544, how are you doing up there, Sheboygan Bob? This is WSID 817, Mike in Saginaw.
WRZP 544, sir, returning your call sign. All systems go there, sir. If it was any better, it'd probably be illegal. How about you? Over.
It's been a great day. It's been a great day. I went, this is WSIP 817, and I went to the animal shelter this morning, and then I went over to my friend Lori and Brian's house to go swimming in the pool. We had a cookout, and there was plenty of food, and we swam in the pool a bit and cooled off. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling full. I'm letting my dogs run around the backyard now and relaxing a bit. I just meant to ask you how the smoke is up there. You can tell the smoke is, it looks like there's fog, but I know that it isn't fog. Is there any smoke up there for you?
WRZP 544 for identification versus. Yes, sir. Let's start with the first topic. I copied the mail. You had a dog go rogue on you throughout the neighborhood, so I'm glad you got that one back. As far as the smoke goes, yes. The haze is ridiculous. It's definitely hanging heavy in the air here. However, all things go here at the Redbird LZ, and Mission 6 had a wonderful parade there in Rogers City for their nautical parade, and then they all stopped by here, and all the dogs got fed, and everybody had a good cook out here, Roger.
That's great. That's fantastic. I like to hear, what was the occasion for the parade, and what did you have at the cookout?
Roger that. It was the Rogers City Nautical Parade. And as I said, you can look us up online. They're Mission 6 Service Dog. They're a nonprofit here in Michigan. Big parade, good deal. And then everybody shot. I didn't go because I snap, crackle, and pop when I get up in the morning. Me and my service dog couldn't make it this morning, but they all showed back up here. We had shrimp on the barbie. We had corn on the cob and deer jerky and deer sausage and plenty of hot dogs and hamburgers, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. That sounds delicious and quite the smorgasbord of venison. Yeah, it sounds like you had a good time. But, you know, I had chicken breasts and burgers and full of sausages with grilled vegetables, corn on the cob, that caught my ear, and some very delicious loaded potato salad. That was quite the treat. I had pickles with my chicken breast, and then I was eating bites of the potato salad to, cool off the chicken and whatnot. It was, oh my gosh, it was so great. It was good to hang out with everybody and swim in the pool and whatnot. But, I was curious about how the fires were affecting you up there. I woke up this morning. And, man, I was wheezing. I had a box fan in the window blowing in the cool air overnight. And I woke up, I was wheezing this morning. It was so smoky. It was affecting me. So I was wondering, I was thinking about you up there a little bit closer to it. But, we'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after yours.
17, all good copies there. Good deal. Keep doing what you're doing. And, living the dream. If it was any better, it'd probably be illegal up here at what we call the old Redbird LZ. So, you and yours be safe, and we'll do it again. Always a pleasure to have you in my home, sir. And you're clear on final approach. BRZP 544, clear and monitoring.
WSBM 993 back on the mobile and monitoring.
993 WRCP 544 over.
Roger that, 544. Sheboygan, how you doing there, my friend?
All systems go here at Redbird LZ, other than the Canadian smoke and heavy haze, so we'll deal with that as it comes. That's Mother Nature. But again, sir, all systems go here and hope you're doing well.
Roger that. Same to you likewise as well. Hope all is well your way also. Staying safe up there and peaceful and relaxing and enjoying your weekend and all that. So thanks for the shout-out. Appreciate it, Bob. And we'll do it again, my friend. This will be WSBM 993 in the mobile, and we'll be monitoring.
993, always good to live vicariously upon your travels and communications. You're a busy man, sir, so I salute you. Always a pleasure to have you in my receive. Enjoy and be safe. WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, as always, monitoring the frequency this evening.
WSID 817, this is WSAB 841, do you copy?
Yeah, WSAB 841, how you doing? This is WSID 817.
Good, good, 817. I was just wondering if I sound any different than I did a little bit ago. I actually hooked in my ground, and it seemed like my SWR went up a little bit. So I'm just wondering if I sound about the same or any difference.
Yeah, copy that. You have, there's like a tiny amount of static in your transmission, which, I mean, makes sense because you're 40 miles away from the repeater, but you sound about the same, so I think you said you had a SWR, like the other night, maybe last night, you had an SWR of like 1.07, that's pretty close to 1, so I don't know, but you sound about the same, though.
Yeah, it was a 1.07, but it seems like after it seems like after adding the lightning arrestor and actually grounding it to an 8-foot ground rod, I'm now suddenly hitting like a 1.6, no 1.0, just like 1.6 and some change.
Yeah, copy that. Yes, you sound about the same, really, but I don't know. I think 1.6 is still an acceptable SWR, but it's pushing it, I think. But I think that's still within acceptable range. But it's up to you, though. All right. But you do sound the same. I gotta get back to my computer here. I'm playing a game of StarCraft 2 against one of my buddies here, and I'm trying to kick his butt. We have this long thing going. He goes on a streak where he beats me up, and then I beat him up, and I'm trying to... He's been beating me up lately, so I got to focus on him. Have a good night. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear.
Copy that, 817. Thanks for the radio check. Make sure to zerg your buddy out. This is WSID 841, Pan Monitoring.
WSID 817 from WSBM 993, copy.
Yeah, WSBM 993. How you doing, Chad?
Yeah, copy that, Mike. Doing pretty good. Heard you in there. Just wanted to jump in and say hello real quick. I'll let you get back to your game there with your buddy. But just wanted to jump in and say hello. So you have yourself a good one, and we'll talk again soon, my friend. On the HT right now, on the portable. Are we sounding okay over your way?
Yeah, copy that, Chad. You're coming in crystal clear. Yeah, you're coming in good, and thanks for checking in on me, my friend. We'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring. It's mostly just clear, though.
Copy that, Mike. Same to you as well, my friend. We'll definitely talk again soon. You take care. WSDM 993, clear and monitoring.
WSDI 847. WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. WICS 218, WIUG 48, copy. WSDI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WSDI 847. WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WSDI 847. WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 48, copy. Station 544. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. WSDI 847. WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy. I'm doing fine. How about you? I haven't heard you out there a long time, but you're not coming in clear either just now. Roger? Roger that, Dan. Yeah, I heard you out there now, but your audio is okay, just the signal is not there. That's all. Otherwise, I understand whatever you said. Roger? The condition is that good anyhow. I will talk to you tomorrow anyhow. You have a good evening. We'll talk tomorrow. WIRG38. Extension 922.
WIRG 48, copy. WIRG 488 from WSPM 993.
Hello, Chad. How are you, sir?
Jack, how's it going? I heard you out there. Just wanted to jump in and say hello to you. Hope your night's going good. Hope your weekend went well. All that good stuff. Hope things are going well your way, my friend. How's things been going over on the other side of the world, over on the ham side?
Well, it's going, you know, not bad really, but it's just, you know, too many people out there right now was on the ham side, on one of them, but the other ones, they were so quiet. It sounds like the condition is not that good out there, because I just heard Ohio out there, and they didn't come clear at all.
Yeah, copy that. All right, man. Well, I heard you in there. I just had to jump in and say hello to you. So you have a good rest of your evening. We'll definitely talk again, my friend, and you be safe and enjoy your night. WSBM 993 will be back monitoring after your final.
Thank you, Chad. Thank you very much, sir. You take care and you have a good evening. And I'm glad you shouted at me. Good to hear you out there, really. Take care. Have a good night. WIEG 48.
WSDU 202. WSCU 202, trying to get rid of the tank, drop the thing in the water. Hey 202, this is WSJB 841. I hear you on a check, but I'm finishing my dinner, so I'm sorry it's late. WSAB 841 monitoring.